This message comes from NPR sponsor, Noom. Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, helps you build new habits for a healthier lifestyle. Check out The Noom Kitchen for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. As Israel prepares for an invasion of the southern Gaza city of Rafah, things are getting increasingly dire there. Most of the Palestinians displaced by Israel's war against Hamas are now there with nowhere to go, with dwindling food and shelter. More from NPR's Tom Bowman.
It's a real concern among U.S. officials that the Israelis have not done enough to provide for aid for those in Gaza. One administration official called the situation dire. And again, more than a million people in the Rafah area. One humanitarian official I spoke with said there's no indication that Israel has even set aside enough tents for those who are expected to be removed from the firing zone. Now, Israel also has not provided a detailed military plan for the expected Rafah operation.
NPR's Tom Bowman, aid groups are drawing up contingency plans, but an all-out attack could cause some to leave. Egypt, which borders Rafah, has been trying to mediate a ceasefire. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is defending pro-Palestinian protests at college campuses across the U.S. In an interview with NPR, Sanders pushed back against bipartisan concerns the protests are inherently anti-Semitic. More from NPR's Scott Detrow.
Republican leaders have criticized the protest, but a growing number of Democrats have as well. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman likened them on social media to the 2017 white nationalist marches in Charlottesville, Virginia. Speaking to NPR, Sanders pushed back against his fellow lawmaker, both self-described as progressives.
I strongly disagree with Senator Fetterman. The overwhelming majority of people who are protesting are sick and tired of funding a war machine for a right-wing extremist government in Israel right now.
Sanders says he is worried a growing divide between young voters and many Democratic office holders on this issue could hurt President Biden and the party in this fall's election. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Washington.
A war of words has broken out between the White House and the New York Times over the president's failure to sit down with the paper for an interview. As NPR's David Folkenflik reports, President Biden talked with talk show host Howard Stern this morning.
The clash erupted into open view in an article in Politico. It detailed the anger of White House and Biden campaign aides over coverage of his age. They also said the New York Times all but ignored Biden in the 2020 Democratic primaries. Times publisher A.G. Sulzberger and top editors have urged the White House to make Biden available. The paper says in a statement that Sulzberger wants the president to participate in interviews with major news outlets generally, not just the Times. Biden has now sat down with SiriusXM host Howard Stern to answer questions about his family, his upbringing, and his plans for the campaign. Biden made news telling Stern he's happy to debate former President Donald Trump after months of deflecting. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
Stocks gained ground on Wall Street. The Dow up 153 points. The Nasdaq rose 316 points today. You're listening to NPR. The U.S. says it intends to send additional Patriot missiles to Ukraine for its air defenses. The missiles will be used to replace those that have already been used to protect Ukrainian cities from Russian attacks. The missiles are part of a package that also includes advanced surface-to-air missile systems. A Delta Airlines flight from New York City was forced to make an emergency return this morning after an exit slide came apart from the craft. NPR's C. Mandler is more.
After around an hour in the air, the Boeing 767 was forced to return to John F. Kennedy International Airport. The plane had been headed to Los Angeles when the crew noticed an issue with the emergency exit slide on the right wing of the plane. Upon return, it was discovered the slide had fully detached. The Federal Aviation Administration told NPR they will investigate the incident. A spokesperson from the airline told NPR, Delta is fully supporting retrieval efforts and will fully cooperate in investigations. They also said that the plane has been removed from service and will undergo evaluation. C. Mandler, NPR News.
U.S. government regulators say they want to look at whether a recall last year of electric vehicle maker Tesla's autopilot driving system went far enough in terms of making sure drivers are focused on the road. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says Tesla's reported 20 more crashes involving autopilot since the recall. The initial recall involved more than 2 million vehicles, nearly everything Tesla had sold at the time. Despite repeated warnings, some drivers have not kept their hands on the wheel while the system is operating or have sought to come up with ways to override or trick the system. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR and the following message come from IXL Learning. IXL Learning uses advanced algorithms to give the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. Get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up today at IXL.com/NPR.